Number 101 from September of 2006, That They May Be One. As staff chaplain at Ball Memorial Hospital, I have occasion to run across people of very diverse spiritual backgrounds and beliefs. It runs the gamut of all religions and all denominations within a religion. But it is interesting that when the chips are down and the illness is severe, almost all people are looking to something beyond themselves to help them or make sense of their situation. I ran into one crusty old fellow, however, who said that he didn't believe in, quote, all that Christian hogwash, unquote. He said that there are dozens of different groups of Christians all claiming to have the truth about God. He said they can't all be true, so I think that none of them are true. Jesus prayed that the church would be one, but it is certainly far from that today, as anyone can see. Why are there so many different denominations? There are not only Lutherans, Catholics, Baptists, Nazarenes, and all the rest, but there are divisions even within these groups. There are different brands of Lutheran, brands of Baptist, and so on. How do we explain that to folks? On my good days, I explain it by saying that there are so many different versions of Christianity because each group has a little bit different understanding of God's mercy through faith in Jesus Christ. They believe that their particular way of looking at this makes the best use of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that is possible. On my bad days, I rather cynically think that there are so many schisms because of ecclesiastical false pride, as in, we have the corner on the market of the true word of God and you don't. We're right and you're wrong. On my normal days, I think that it is probably a combination of the two, the positive and the negative, and leave it go at that. I saw something on a local level recently that gave me hope, however. I saw a beautiful cooperative venture between the Lutherans, the Christian Church folks, Church of God folks, and us with Vacation Bible School. I was very proud of the people from all of these churches that made a great experience for kids happen. The tolerance and understanding was there, and the focus on the real mission of the church was evident. There was tolerance and patience also in dealing with some children for whom structure, discipline, and faith were obviously new concepts. I say good for you to teachers and helpers who showed this patience and tolerance to little people who need the good news. I say God bless you and continue to make you one to those who focused not on the differences, but on the real mission of the church and what makes us the same. For some children, this is as close as they will ever get to experiencing God's love. I look for this fall's parenting classes to be the same kind of cooperative venture. Let's keep it going.